Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 321 for Thursday, March 24th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were about 10 cents to $1.70 per ton stronger in early activity on Thursday. The May contract was about $1.20 stronger at $475, supported by losses in the Canadian dollar. The loonie shed about 1 cent against the U.S. dollar on Wednesday and continued its declines on Thursday, which made canola more appealing to foreign buyers. But spillover weakness from Chicago Board of Trade's soy oil limited canola's gains, as the stronger U.S. currency was bearish for that market. Malaysian palm oil closed weaker overnight. Canola is expected to be sluggish on Thursday as traders are less likely to be aggressive ahead of a holiday. Canadian and U.S. markets will be closed on March 25th for Good Friday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn and wheat were weaker, while soybeans were higher. Soybeans were up about 1 to 2 cents with the May contract up 5 cents at $9.05 per bushel. The market was being propped up by investor short covering Thursday morning as a number of bearish factors limited gains. A stronger U.S. dollar was bearish for soybeans, especially as South America's cheaper supplies are being sold into the market. The size of Argentina's soybean crop has been revised upward to nearly 61 million metric tons, which is bearish. Weekly export data from the United States Department of Agriculture was down 34 cents from the previous week and lower than the previous four-week average, which further limited advances in soybeans. Corn prices were about 1 cent per bushel weaker Thursday morning, with the May contract at $3.67, pressured by spillover losses in wheat and a stronger U.S. dollar. Argentina's government has also revised their estimates for the corn crop upward to about 37 million metric tons. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for corn, as the commodity is used in ethanol production. Weak export data from the USDA added to the declines. For wheat, prices were about 2 to 3 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago May contract down 3 cents at $4.60. A stronger U.S. dollar and heavy global supplies weighed on prices in early activity. But stronger export data from the USDA limited losses on Thursday. Wheat sales were up 73% from the previous week and also stronger than the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, March 24th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jane Marcus.